Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning. It's Caregiver Crossing 93 WIBC. I'm Terry Stacey. I'm all alone. There's nobody else here but me, and that's a shame. So I'm glad you're here with me. Tina is
here. I'm right here. You can see me.
I barely see you.
Like, I'm
barely
see. Terry's mad at me this morning.
Hey, listen, everybody. Thank you for. No, I'm not. Now people think that's real. I'm not.
Okay,
really
Terry's
mad
never mad at anybody.
On occasion, a fast food worker. But that's all.
This is what happens. We get in a room with Mindy Balka from American Senior Community. Candace is over here, although you won't turn her mic on for some reason.
Oh, wait.
And then we've got Sunny Fleshman, who's the state director for Twilight Wish Foundation. And the five of us can either change the world or get nothing done.
Well, we're trying to change the world is what we're trying to do with all of us together. Unfortunately, you didn't make it to the very first meeting. But Sunny Fleshman is the state director for Twilight Wish Foundation. And I have been, I don't know about you, but I have been telling the world about it.
Oh, my gosh.
I have been focused and telling everybody. I've been passing out applications for this great wish granting organization. It's brand new. Mindy, how are you? It was good to see you at the meeting the other day.
Yes, it was great to see you as well.
Thank you, Tina.
Oh,
and then Sunny, bless her heart. Let's tell everybody how young Sunny is. What are you, 20?
I'm 25.
She's 25 years old.
I feel older though, Terry.
I do too right now. I'm not going to lie. Sunny Fleshman, she started the Twilight Wish Foundation here in Indiana. And it really is fantastic. We've had you on the show before. You're going to be on here a lot more than you probably want to be.
No, I don't think that's possible.
But it's wish granting for seniors.
Yes.
And you have, since last time you were on the show, you've done a lot.
We have, yes. Thanks to you and Tina, Terry and Tina, and Mindy Balka. I mean, we've got a committee now and have had our first meeting. And we're ready to grant wishes here in Indiana.
Yay! That's it. We're ready to grant wishes. And again, what are the qualifications?
So right now we're looking for seniors who are at least 68 years old or who live in a nursing facility, either one of those requirements. We ask for seniors to be low income, although we're not going to let that be a stipulation to whether or not a senior can apply for a wish, because there are so many other reasons other than financial ones that people can't make their dreams come true. And finally, we'd just love to hear your story about how you gave back to the community and why this wish is important to you. And finally, on our wish application, it does say that you should be cognitively, emotionally, and physically capable of experiencing the wish. But really, we just want someone to be healthy enough to enjoy themselves and enjoy the experience. So,
yeah. And what does this mean to you? Why did you start this organization?
You know, it means the world to me. I have a special place in my heart for seniors, growing up with my grandparents and just having wonderful people throughout my life who have changed who I am and made me this oh gosh, I'm so nervous. I get so
What you are is darling, and I don't mean that. I'm in this like pat, everybody's really sweet today mode, but except for Terry. I'm kidding.
I can still hear
I love you.
You.
I love you. You know I love you.
Love you too.
But there is something, Sunny, there is something about you. You are so charismatic and you are so full of passion. And I think all of us in this room are really, we're enamored by you.
Oh, gosh.
That is it. I think that I'm just so grateful and thrilled. You know, I live in a world of news and it's never good about young people. And so to have this young lady walk in and be so compassionate and caring about the future and seniors, I think that's why I'm enamored with her. I'm happy for her and I'm grateful for her.
And what do you call her, Terry?
Little Sunny.
Sunny girl. That's what you kept saying. Hi, Sunny girl.
She is a Sunny girl. Her name fits who she is.
You have to understand, Sunny, that Terry gives nicknames when she starts getting really like comfortable and has love in her heart for you. You get a nickname. Everybody has one, whether you know it or not, when she loves you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we just happen to know you're a Sunny girl.
And Mindy Bendy, how come... How did you find Sunny?
You know, Sunny and I were introduced through a good friend of American Senior Communities, a gentleman whose mother lives at Zionsville Meadows, contacted someone within our organization and kind of just put us together, said, I think this would be a good fit. And Sunny and I met and I couldn't wait to run back and say, this is something we have to do. It was a very easy decision on our part from American Senior Communities to get involved in this and to partner with them. And to be able, you know, it's just a way to thank the seniors in our community for what they've done. And so their mission aligns with ours. We want to be able to, you know, it aligns itself because of the population that we serve. Yeah. And to be able to give back to them and make their wish come true, it just was a perfect fit. And we can't wait to be able to grant that first wish.
I would imagine that American Senior Communities could keep Sunny busy full time granting wishes.
We're ready.
Yes. But I want to be clear that the grants are open to the greater community.
Yes. I took them out to Indy Honor Flight fundraiser the other day. Passed them out to all the veterans and made sure that they all are well aware of it. And you know, when it comes right down to it, we do need nominees, but we're also going to come to you, ladies and gentlemen, and start asking you to help us grant these wishes, whatever that may be, a ride in a race car, a hot air balloon ride, maybe go to a Colts game. Nothing extraordinary, but we're going to start calling on all of you out there that are listening to see if you can help us grant some of these wishes too, so you better keep that door open.
Yeah, don't stop listening, because we want to ask you for things.
Absolutely.
And Sunny, how is it that we would go about nominating someone or apply for ourselves?
Well, thanks to the partnership with American Senior Communities, we now have our own tab on the ASC website. So if you'd like to fill out an application or nominate someone, you can visit ASCseniorcare.com and look for the Twilight Wish tab. And with that, fill out the application and submit the required documentation.
And what is that required documentation?
So we require a proof of age, U.S. citizenship, and residence. So all those things can be taken care of with a driver's license. And we also require proof of income, so maybe a pay stub, a social security statement, or something along those lines.
Great. And the Twilight Foundation is a not-for-profit organization.
It is.
And so I just want to be clear that, you know, on top of we're going to ask you for your connections and services to all of you who are listening and everyone in our lives, we're going to get you. But people can also donate to you directly.
Absolutely.
And so how would they go about donating?
I think the best way to do that would be to contact our national board, and that is at 1-877-TWF. W-I-S-H. I should have written out that number.
All right, we'll get it for you. We will. I'll get
beautiful.
It before it's over.
Candace is working on it. She's on it.
Beautiful. Or visit our website at twilightwish.org.
And even if we give to the national organization, can we designate it for Indiana?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Because, you know, honestly, selfishly, I'd want it to come back home.
Right.
And Sunny, you're going to be doing this for a long time, right?
I hope so. I hope so. I don't see an end in sight, so.
What is it that you need from us right now?
I think just honestly wish applicants. We are at a point where we are ready to just grant wishes and make things happen. So,
I mean, is that the best that when we ask someone, what do you need from us? Basically what she's saying is, I need you to tell me who I can be good to.
Yeah. How often does that happen?
Yeah.
Not very often.
Right. 877-893-9474 is the number to call, or 877-TWF as in Frank, wish.
All right. Excellent. So Sunny, you're going to come back on again, I would hope, in the very near future and tell us about some specifics. You're going to get the applications. We're going to go through them as a group.
Yes.
Because I'm going to come to the next meeting. Yeah. And because if I don't, apparently everybody knows about it. I get in trouble. Gotta keep us on the up and up here. And then we'll go through it and we'll start figuring out what it is that we need from people to help make wishes come true. And then you're going to get on here and start sharing all that goodness, too.
That'll be great. I hope to have the wish applicants on here, too. Yes. I think that's the
that's
key major goal.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Sunny. Thank you so much, Sunny Fleshman. Also, our friend Mindy Bendy Balka with American Senior Communities. Before we get into the newsroom, speaking of American Senior Communities, maybe you heard this story late last week. There was something pretty special that happened to one of the residents at American Village. Catherine Wallace, 90 years old, I believe, was given her late husband's dog tag from World War II. It had been gone and lost for about 70 years. So we will talk about that. Also in the next half hour, National Healthcare Decisions Day and what Franciscan St. Francis is going to do and where you can go for some help to talk about advanced derivatives. What type of advanced derivatives are there? And if you have a power of attorney, is that enough? We will discuss that and more as we continue after today's top stories, which are next right here on 93 WIBC and WIBC. ASC.com. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing.